Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Our last day with James from Infamy today.
It's a very sad time.
It is. But today we're going to talk about his Kickstarter.
Woo! Yay! Sorry, that was a bit lacking enthusiasm from me. It's because I'm too tired.
it's because as we're recording, it hasn't started
yet. It hasn't.
Yet.
It's, it's about 30-something hours away, I think.
Yeah. By the time that this episode comes out, though, you'll be funded, you'll be through your stretch goals, you'll be saying, ha, zombie side, look at you, Pac-Bear.
In the world of fantasy, I couldn't even imagine such a thing. And it would be more terrifying than good news, because the amount of things I'd have to add, oh my.
So, you've decided to go down the Kickstarter route.
I have.
I mean, you've effectively been self-funded until now. You did do an Indiegogo.
I did do an Indiegogo, and that was almost to test the waters and just get an idea of what crowdfunding is like, really.
And that went very well, from what I remember. I mean, I backed it, so I should remember.
It did go well. It could probably have gone better, but I got to the point where it was like, I don't really want to add more free stuff, because I'm happy with where it's at. This is going to really, Watson's going to get done through this. This is going to be great. So I don't feel the need to entice more people, and I think the value that they're getting through this already is really good. It was very early in my development of the company, and I just didn't want things to go too big.
It was 2 years ago now.
God, it must have been, yeah, around 2 years ago. And yeah, that was really a positive experience. And from that, you know, looking at where Kickstarter's gone, Kickstarter wasn't actually available at the time for the UK, which is why Indiegogo was the reason to go for, but Kickstarter is definitely the place to be for a miniature-based crowdfunding thing. I think the way it's gone crazy over, particularly recently, like there's so many campaigns coming up now. It's a bit of a gutter, really, considering I was planning this from years ago. But
yeah, So from the sounds of it, you've decided to go with the British Kickstarter instead of the US one.
Yes, I'm doing it in pounds. I did consider dollars, but I'm part of a collective called British Indie. The game's set in London. I'm from England. I live in England, and I spend pound coins. It was just going to be a nightmare to sort out the alternatives. So yeah, pounds, Kickstarter, all good.
Okay, and I suppose obviously you want to entice as many people around the world to play, but I mean, because it's resin miniatures that they're eventually going to get as their rewards.
Yeah.
You're not talking a fortune in shipping to.
No, there will be an add-on around for the simple fact that it does cost more to send abroad, but yeah, resin isn't too heavy. There will, hopefully, if stretch goals come through, be some slightly heavier things that are being added as stretch goals to the bigger perks, which I can't say too much about, but pretty things that weigh.
Oh, you could. You, no, you can.
Well, I think it's very optimistic to think that I'd have hit all my stretch goals by the time that this goes out. But I have grand ambitions for pretty stuff it's basically to enrich the world beyond the models. You know.
Okay. So what's your initial target? Well, I mean, people will know by this time.
Yeah, 10,000 is what I'm aiming for, right. And hopefully that'll be well on the way by the time this comes out.
Okay. So 10 grand standard 28 day, it's a standard 28 day Kickstarter.
It's 31 simply because I'm launching on a Thursday and ending on a Sunday.
Okay.
I was going to do it a week shorter, but at the last minute, all sorts of really cool kind of connections have kicked in, which they would all still have happened within that shorter period, but I felt like just being able to pace them out a little bit made a bit more sense.
Okay.
So yeah, there's going to be fun stuff happening over the run of the campaign, and hopefully that, you know, there's usually a mid-campaign lull where things go a bit stagnant.
Yeah,
I've done everything I can to ensure that I'm bringing in cool collaborations and stuff during that time to boost things up.
Nice. So let's talk about how it's going to work. I mean, especially if people can see it now.
Yeah,
but so how many pledge levels are you going for?
There are various pledge levels. They start at a pound, which is the digital backer pledge level. You won't get any product through that, but it'll just mean you can get on the online rule book straight away. Well, not straight away, sorry, but as soon as that's put up on the website. Then there's gateway, which is £3. That gives you complete flexibility to get whatever you want. That covers your postage to the UK. And again, you get living rulebook access. You get that with everything. Next up is Tesla, which is the Kickstarter exclusive miniature. He's £15. And then you get to the pledges that are your more models pledges. So you've got Scuffle at £35. That's for three models from the regular size list. Skirmishes for four regular size models and one large model. That's £55. Battle is £85 with six miniatures and two large models. And then there's the biggie, which is Massacre, which is the one that offers the best value at the moment. And if stretch goals are kicking in, it's going to offer even more value. And right. You get enough in that really for a game of Infamy with two different gangs fighting against each other and a little bit to spare. You get eight regular size miniatures, three large miniatures, and one extra large miniature.
Right, so the models that we know at the moment, what's what? So Tesla's regular...
Tesla, Tallulah, Henrietta, Watson, Corvus, Pete, Badger, and Holmes are the regulars.
All right, so a regular's basically on 30... But is regular 30mm, large 40, and then...
No, so far regular is all 30, but then you've got the exception of Watson, who's on a 50mm base.
Right, okay.
But regular is basically the small foot models.
Right.
The large list, it goes to the big models like Frank and Toad, the Pigeon, right, because that's on a big team machine, and Uncle John, because it's not just large, it's also the amount of parts and the complexity of the model that adds to that. And then extra large is things like Chi-Chi and the Big Boss, you know, the models that really do tower above the other ones. It's all obviously split on the Kickstarter. There's a section for each, so you'll know exactly what models fit in what categories, and you can add as many more as you want to your pledge level.
I was just about to say, because if I do the Massacre level,
yep,
I'm going to want Chi-Chi, but I'm going to have to get the Big Boss as well.
Yes, you can throw in models like that, and everything will come at a discounted price. I mean, to begin with, Massacre, I think you make a £53 saving on the recommended retail price by getting that, and that's without any stretch goals, and obviously, I don't think it's any secret that everyone who starts a Kickstarter, they build it and engineer it with stretch goals in mind. They're hoping that they're going to be able to add some extra stuff. So there will be cool freebies coming in. You'll get some added value. And if things go really well, you'll get some great value. But what you won't get is hundreds of free models. That just doesn't make sense for my game. You will get really, really, really great models at a nice discounted price from the standard retail. And you'll get extra cool stuff.
I mean, we were saying the other day, I mean, your gangs are four or five models aside.
Yeah,
so
it makes little sense.
You get 30 models. Yeah, what am I going to do with 30 models?
Here's your five Rustic Holmeses. It just doesn't make sense for him, for me. It may make sense later down the line if things go huge to do models in a high-quality material like injected plastic that you would need more of. Like, you know, I'd love to do sprues with multiple parts and things like that, but that's looking way ahead. Right now, you get your really nice resin models, and I don't think anyone's going to be unhappy with what they receive.
No, I mean, certainly, as we talked about, I've got a load of them already, and they're great, great figures.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you...
No, they really are. I mean, I bought them mainly to use as proxies in Malifaux.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping now I'm going to have a proper game.
I'm hoping you'll enjoy the game and you'll enjoy playing with them in that, because, you know, it's great to have nice models from Malifaux.
Well, that's certainly my plan. I mean, once I saw that you were doing a game, that's why I haven't done anything with Toad. Well, apart from the fact that I'm scared to paint him.
Don't fear him. He'll be fine. But yeah, beyond that, there are extra pledges which are a bit more unique and a bit more special. The top pledge, which is £1,750, is called Lifer, and that's a limited numbers pledge, and that will get you everything I ever release for Infamy Welcome to the Big Smoke forever. Obviously, not going to be for everyone, but it's cool to put something like that in there, and if someone's got faith in the range and thinks that it can go places, then maybe they will back that. There's also going to be painted pledges. I've got...
Oh, very nice.
I've got Golem Studio. Visited them in Manchester the other day, actually, and talked over the final details of that. There'll be sort of a tabletop level, and then there will be... You can just buy one model at a super high quality, should you want just a showpiece model.
Oh, that's very nice. I like that idea. What about early birds?
There are early birds.
Hopefully they'll all have gone by now.
They might have. There are early birds at... the first one's at Skirmish. then there's one at Battle, and there's an Early Bird at Massacre as well. So the three highest price standard pledge levels. And one other thing that is that there's an add-on to begin with, which is available from the start, which is a very high quality painting DVD set from Painting Buddha, which also comes with an exclusive model resin cast of the same quality as always, called the Cavalier Rocketeer. Basically, it's the only way you'll be able to get that model is through this painting DVD. Luckily, though, it only costs £21, so you get an Infamy miniature and a full-length, high-production-value DVD where Ben Comets, who has won every miniature award you could possibly win, goes through the process of painting that model.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's all sorts of good stuff going on.
Oh, you just really want to separate me from my money, don't you?
I guess I'd like that. The more money I can separate people from, the better Infamy can be. So, yes, that's the goal.
So one of the other things that you've done in the past with Infamy is you've had large-scale busts of various characters.
Yep.
You had Uncle John and things. Are you going to be able to get those through the Kickstarter as well?
That's completely separate from the Kickstarter. I didn't want to confuse things by going into different scales and stuff. And more than that, the production of these models is probably going to be quite intense.
Right.
I didn't really want to confuse that by having bigger models. It would cause difficulty with predicting postage weights as well in that situation,
right,
because
okay,
you never know what people are going to want once they fill in their fulfillment. So if someone backs me for £250 and I've got a mixture of 90mm models and 32mm models, it's very difficult to know which ones they're going to want out of that range. So, yeah, keeping it tight. It doesn't mean that the big scale stuff's going away. I love the more collectible showpiece stuff. It just isn't part of this campaign.
Cool. All right, come on. We've talked for hours now. We're best buds now. You've got to give us a little hint of what comes after you get the funding, because I've no doubt that you will hit your funding.
Okay. Well, there are models made, lots of them, that are not in the initial Kickstarter. There are, I think I've got something like 15 new sculpts either finished or work in progress at the moment. I've not shown some of them. They're going to join in. I alluded to a new model, which is based on my girlfriend. That's a Kingpin.
Yep.
And for an unannounced, well, that's a semi-announced. You'll probably be able to work it out if I tell you it's a Kingpin for something that I've mentioned, but you'd have to delve through Facebook to find it.
You're a tease.
But the problem is, I don't know where I'm going to be by the time this comes out, so I don't want to say, oh yeah, the such and such a stretch goal is this. But
yeah,
there are going to be models. There are going to be cards with art prints on. There are going to be... I'm hoping that I'll get to a point where I can do a PDF art book, which, if things go really crazy, maybe that can be expanded to the option for a printed book. I've got tie-ins with... When's this going out? Tell me that and I can tell you something.
This will go out middle of next week.
Okay. World Cup final day is Sunday.
Yeah.
I've got a tie-in model with the guys from Guild Ball, which has come in, which is kind of a ruffian hooligan type dude who's going to be cast in resin to a limited run of 250 models and has multiple options to allow him to fit in with all different kinds of guilds. He's got a pie-wielding option to fit in with the Butchers. He's got a chemistry set type option to fit in with the Alchemists. So that's going to go up on Sunday. That's just a cool little thing.
So that was Sunday that's gone. That Sunday will have gone by the time people hear that. But that is very cool.
That'll be happening. That's going to happen, and you'll be able to get that model. There's only 250 of them in total. Once that's done, it's not like you're never going to be able to get them again. It'll just go over to the Guild Ball guys to look at producing him in metal or something like that. But
cool. Yeah,
to get that model, I think he's going to be a really cool sculpt as well. Like, the concept art for him's pretty fun.
Excellent. We did it.
We extracted
something.
We're starting to push the limits of hat size with that model as well, which I think is something that's always worth doing.
You said earlier that you like hats.
Who can go wrong with a big old hat? So, yeah, I mean, I was in Manchester yesterday recording this at the moment, and got a bit stranded there and was there until very late last night, but it was worth it. You know, I talked to them, I talked to Gollum, locked in all those final details. Element Games are going to be doing the packaging and shipping of everything
Oh, right. Okay, so anyone who listens to this show will know Element and will know that that means that they'll get them the next day.
They get things out in the most ridiculous speed. I mean, I've ordered from Element, and those guys are great. Like, I've ordered things towards the end of the day, and they've arrived with me the next day, and it's just baffling to me. But they'll be well packed. They'll be looked after, and they'll get to you as soon as I get them to those guys. Really, so yeah, I think it's really good to have that in place now, and for people to know you're going to get really great service in terms of delivery. If you don't know Element Games, you just got to look at their Twitter feed and see all the positive feedback.
Yep. All right. So questions just occurred to me. Are there any stretch goals to get people who are actually good, like policemen?
This is something that people raise occasionally with me, which is everyone's evil in the world. There's a very fine line between good and bad. And what this part of the game is focused on is the gang scuffles.
Right.
So this is in the annexed areas of the city where basically the better off, the well-to-do, have kind of locked themselves and barricaded themselves away, and they're protected by the peelers around the edges. The gangs fight within these zones where they live, and they try and eke out an existence. There will be, hopefully, some kind of peeler, but he will, of course, be a corrupted one because he wouldn't be in that zone and fighting alongside the gangs unless that was the case.
Right.
Now, looking ahead, you're going a year ahead or whatever, I want to start bringing in much more stuff like that, like the military, the royalists, maybe some of the Luddite-type factions, and, of course, the peelers.
Nice.
There's always potential to expand, and that's something that I don't want to focus on too much during the campaign because it's very much about these models, and there are some really cool things. Like Uncle John, he's not a bad guy. He's a pure innocent. Henrietta Jekyll, the circumstances have led to her being in this point, and all she's really trying to do is just deal with the mess she's created through good intention. Granted, someone like Holmes is an evil swine, and the Toad isn't particularly nice either. Tallulah's not a bad person. She loves her crew. She looks after them. She keeps them in a good place. And if it wasn't for her, they'd probably be on the streets or dead. But yeah, they do swoop down and kill people. There's different levels between each person. But good guys will come eventually. Just not quite yet.
Okay, cool. Well, I think we're done. I think we're out of time. Well, we are out of time again.
I'm getting good at this.
Yeah, but we're not as far out of time as we have been. So, last question. In your wildest dreams, what, you know, pie in the sky time, what are you hoping for over the next month? Where do you want to get this game? What's it going to mean? You know, if you get to that, what's it going to mean to the players at foot? To the players of that game.
If Infamy could get to a similar sort of level as Guild Ball got with its Kickstarter, you know, I think they were 90-something thousand pounds.
Yeah.
That would give me the opportunity to make around 40-plus models, which is an incredible start to the range and really beefs out the world and would give gamers so much versatility in what they can do in those games. It would make sure that the amount of add-ons I could put in would be really cool. You get lots of stuff to enhance that. And what I really want, though, more than money, is just people to be invested at this level in terms of being interested in Infamy. This is about the exposure, and this is about gradually over the coming months and year, and then beyond that, keeping people engaged with what's happening, letting them be a part of it, building a community, building a following, and just making the game and the world and the models as cool and as encouraging and as appealing as they could be. So that's it, really. And I know it sounds corny, but I genuinely can't do it without support from other people. The Infamy coffers have run dry, and I need to get this backing in order to make things move forward again with production of these things that I've been investing time and lots of effort into making as cool as can be.
So you're really using Kickstarter for what it was originally for?
I am. That's
rather than pre-sales. Really want to boot your company into...
I will not make profit
being real.
Really from this Kickstarter. I will have to put everything back because the production methods that I'm using are not cheap. It costs a lot to produce miniatures to the standard that I am. It costs a lot to get the caliber of sculptors on board. So all that money is going to go back into the company. That is fine with me. That builds for the future of Infamy, and that stops me from having to do a 9-to-5 job like I've done in the past, and just I get on better with this. I really love being immersed in this world, and if I can keep doing that, that's a wicked payment for me.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time. It's been fun.
I hope that I'm going to back the Kickstarter, and people listening to this will joke, yeah, Mike backs every Kickstarter and then pulls out. But no, this is one I've been looking forward to for a good long while, and I'll be in for the entire ride. And
you
I just
need to start adding mechie stuff at the end, and you're definitely not going to leave, are you?
No, I'm not. And I hope that everyone who's listening to this is interested enough and has heard enough from James that they want to get involved as well.
That would be good.
Where can people get a hold of you, James?
You can go to infamyminiatures.com. You can check me out on Facebook as well. We've got a really good amount of people there. If you just look for Infamy Miniatures, or I think it's /InfamyMinis, if you just add that to the end of your Facebook. Twitter, Infamy Minis. And you can email me through the website as well, should you want to throw any questions my way. There's a Q&A form on that website, which I'm constantly updating. So if you've got a pressing question, send it my way and I might stick it on there.
Awesome. Well, really good luck with the Kickstarter.
Thank you.
And come back on the show afterwards and we can, you know, to do a post-mortem.
Yeah, I'd love to, unless it's all been disastrous and I'm just sobbing in a corner.
Well, then you still have to come back on again. I mean, we had Rick Priestley come on and talk about his failed Kickstarter.
Fair enough. I'd be in good company then.
But I don't think that you're going to fail. I really don't. So you can come on and you can be toasting us in champagne.
Oh, no. Just sparkling white wine at the most. Let's put that money towards models.
Well, until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been James.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're @Fools_Daily. Or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.